This is the Alleycast, Folk Alley's monthly podcast for February 2009. I'm Chris Boros. On this episode of the podcast, we'll be listening to Folk Alley's exclusive concert recording with Nancy Griffith and our in-studio session recording with Tim O'Brien. Also, we'll listen to samples from both of our special side streams this month for Valentine's Day, our Love Stream and our Alt Love Stream. Plus, we'll hear the open mic sounds of Sinner's Highway and remember the late John Martin. Recently, Grammy Award-winning musician Tim O'Brien stopped by the Folk Alley Studios. He played us four songs, and I had a chance to sit down and talk with him. You can listen to all four songs and my interview with Tim right now on the website, folkalley.com, and we'll listen to one of his songs right now. First, though, I asked him this.
The roots music world these days seems to be thriving with a lot of young players.
Yeah.
You know, the Ducks, the Mammals, Punch Brothers. Do you think it's in good hands?
Yes, we have mammals and birds, and we need some amphibians. I guess we got the iguanas.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but yeah, it's in good hands. The kids coming up are really doing good stuff with the music. They're kind of turning it around, and you know, they reinvigorate it. They effervesce it, kind of. I don't know. It's funny because like in a way of old folk songs, like a song like "Pretty Maid in the Garden," a song I recorded for Fiddler's Green. That one sort of. I don't know why. That and Moonshiner have been, people have been singing that the last several years, all across the board. It's like maybe those songs were ignored for a while. And then, like for me, like some songs are too well known, like Banks of the Ohio, so I never really touched them. But then the kids, they didn't, you know, sort of one generation kind of ignored it because it was overdone. Then the songs come back and they sound great again. I mean, that's just one thing that happens. But, like the kids always add something different to it, and not just to the enthusiasm that comes with youth, but they also have a different perspective on it, you know. And they know about other kind of music that I don't know about, or that the generation older than me certainly didn't know about. So they kind of add a little of that in, kind of sneak it in, and it makes it sound better sometimes.
We talked about the younger people getting into this music. Why do you think, though, mainstream country radio and the mainstream country world seems to not really touch the bluegrass world or the acoustic roots music world?
Well, this music is made for another audience, you know. It's just a different thing. You know, that stuff on country radio, mainstream kind of corporate radio, it's like, it's been said, it's sort of music to sell tires to, you know. And, you know, it's punchy. It's like 3 minutes, it's done. There's a hook within the first 10 seconds, and people are driving. They're going, I might buy a tire. But if they're going to sing, you know, if I'm going to sing about Fair Margaret and William or whatever it is, that song, you know, about
sure.
Ghosts and blood and all this kind of stuff, it's not going to sell very many tires. But I'm glad that there's an audience for it, nonetheless.
I really thought that when the success of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou happened, that maybe the mainstream country world would have grasped onto that, but they really didn't. I was sort of surprised.
No, they were so reluctant to play those records, even though they were top sellers. And it's really funny that I actually heard the big hit "I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow" on Drive Time Radio in D.C. one day, and it was after they had sold so many records, and it showed that country radio was kind of irrelevant. It was like a, you know, big Grammy winner, and it was one of the biggest selling records of that year, Oh Brother, and Down from the Mountain that accompanied it. And that all happened in spite of radio. It happened because there was a movie star that did the video and acted like he was singing a traditional bluegrass song. Yeah. George Clooney in your video doesn't hurt a bit.
Can we get you to do another one?
Yeah, I'll do another song. That's what I'm here for, Chris. Why don't you do it in the circle, do it in the square, do it in the tux or in your underwear? Nobody's watching, nobody cares, so just get out there and dance. Why don't you do it with your feet, do it with your hands, do it to a record, you can do it to a band. What part of boogie don't you understand? I said get out there and dance. You gotta get out there, you gotta get in the groove. Let things get loose, let everything move. Your head starts to bob and your toes start to tap and your hands start to clap. And now anything can happen, so step into the left, step it to the right, shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. Long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. I said, get out there and dance. All you can do it to a polka, do it to a waltz, do it in a line with some guy shouting calls. If you don't have fun, it's your own damn fault. I said, get out there and dance. I'll do it in the morning or in the afternoon, underneath the chandelier or underneath the moon. If you don't have music, hum yourself a tune. I said, get out there and dance. You gotta get out there, get in the groove, let things get loose, let every last thing move. Your head starts to bobbing, your toes to start to tapping, your hands to start to clapping. Now anything can happen. So step it to the left, step it to the right, shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. Long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Get out in there and dance. Da do da do 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 You gotta. Don't forget to. Whatever you do, folks, you gotta get out there and dance. Also, grab yourself a partner and give the hand a tug. Do it on a carpet or you can cut a rug. Or just do it, friends, till you catch that bug. I said, get out there and dance. Learn from Martha Murray or Dancing with the Stars. Learn from Fred Astaire. You can learn from Ginger Rogers. Learn it from the youngsters and learn it from old codgers. But get out there and dance. You gotta get out there. You gotta get in the groove. Let things get loose. Let every last thing move. Your head starts to bobbing, your toes are start to tapping, your hands are start to clapping. Now anything can happen. So step it to the left, step it to the right, shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. Long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance, Lord, Lord, get out and dance.
That's Tim O'Brien live in the Folk Alley Studios performing Get Out There and Dance. You can listen to all four songs that Tim performed in our studios right now at folkalley.com, and you can also watch it as well. I'm Chris Boros. This is the Alleycast for February 2009. During this time of year, we like to post our special side streams for Valentine's Day. We have the Alt Love Mix, which we'll talk about a little bit later, and the Love Mix, which is pretty self-explanatory. Here's a montage of songs that you'll find in the Love Side Stream from folkalley.com.
Rain turns the sand into mud. Wind turns the trees into bone. Stars turning high up above. You turn me into somebody loved.
Nothing in the world make me treat that woman mean. She shaves my beard and she keeps my tractor clean. She burns my bread, makes me eat turnip greens. But I don't care, she's the best little woman I've seen.
Pages of life have never been turned. Till troubles and trials, a lesson to learn. Another receiver, a push and a shove. Another believer in the story of love.
I saw you first in the smoky cafe light, when I came in from the frozen winter night. and I saw a face that put the stars to shame. And I loved you for I ever knew your name. And my heart sank, lost without a trace. And it's a lucky man that gets to kiss your face.
One starry day's in the false darkness. Have you met my man on love? One truth survives death's silent darkness. Have you met my man on love? No sorrow is like yours, my friend. No silence. Your tomb, I take your every agony to save you from this doom. But one star remains in the false darkness. Have you met my man on love?
I'm drowning. And there's no one around. I am over my head and I'm going down in an ocean so deep. What am I gonna do? Such a beautiful sleep. I am drowning in you. Drowning in you.
A good talk and we felt free. I was coming to you from far away. The light was dim but just showed me the way. And in your arms all I could say was, hey baby, hey baby, hey baby, hey.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
That's a montage of songs that you'll hear in Folk Alley's Love Mix for Valentine's Day. You can listen to that side stream right now on the website. It's close to 4 hours long. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast for February 2009. In November last year, Nancy Griffith headlined the Kent State Folk Festival. On the website right now, you can listen to the full Nancy Griffith concert. It's over an hour and a half long. Right now, for the Alleycast, we'll hear about a 10-minute segment. Here's Nancy Griffith, an exclusive live from Folk Alley concert recording.
Come home late and you come home early. You come home big when you're feeling small. You come home straight and you come home curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. What in the world's come home? What in the heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. I gotta hide your burns with the fever. I gotta worry. Would last forever. I get left so far behind.
sound of loneliness. Out there running just to be on the run. Dreadful sorrow, this crossed an evil line today. How can you ask about tomorrow? We ain't got one a word to say. Heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. Lonely, out there running just to be on the run. What in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? Broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're just a lonely out there running just to be on the run. Out there running just to be on the run. Out there running just to be on the run. Where are you going, huh? Thank you kindly. I am a backseat driver from America. They drive to the left on Falls Road, and the man at the wheel's name is Seamus. We pass a child on the corner, he knows. Says, now what chance is that kid got? And I say from the back, I don't know. He says there's barbed wire over these exits. There was no place in Belfast for that child. Cause it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison in a hard life, it's all they'll know. There was no place in Belfast where a child could go. A cafeteria line in Chicago. A fat man in front of me is calling black people trash to his children. Only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white coat in a night when his children should sleep. They'd slip to their windows and they'd see him, and they'd think he white hood's all they'll need in this life. But it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life. When dreams could be held through TV, Sneed, Cronkite, Martin Luther. And I believed, I believed, I believed. Now I'm a backseat driver from America. I am not at a wheel of control. I've been guilty, I've been warned, I have been roots of all evil. Still I refuse to drive on the left side of the road. This earth where each child can grow, if we've made it a hard life wherever they go. Thank you kindly.
That's Nancy Griffith, recorded by FolkAlley.com from the 2008 Kent State Folk Festival. We've just posted the full Nancy Griffith concert on the website. And when you're a member of FolkAlley.com, you can download all the concerts for free. You can take them with you, put them in your iPod. The Nancy Griffith concert's about an hour and a half long, and it's on the website right now at FolkAlley.com. You may notice when you go to open mic on FolkAlley that the homepage now loads much quicker. We knew for a while it was taking a while for that homepage to load, but we fixed that, and now the experience is much faster for people to upload songs and to listen and comment and rate the songs. For February, our featured open mic artist is Sinner's Highway from the Cuyahoga Valley National Park in Ohio. They are a mix of old-timey, modern folk, and Americana. The band features Sarah Benn, Ed Kanner, and Lori Howard. This is called Sister Mary from Sinner's Highway.
And she prayed, Sister Mary, oh Mary, I got to confess what I've done. I long to feel that sweet forgiveness from the Father and His Son. Sister Mary, oh Mary, won't you fold your hands and pray? Help me save my soul from this sinner's highway. The bank, they came a knocking while his wife was in the field. Got 2 weeks to show us pay, or we're taking next crop's yield on. Later in the moonlight, didn't have to dig down far. Grabbed his brother's savings from that dirty old mason jar. I got to confess what I've done. I long to feel that sweet forgiveness from the Father and His Son. Sister Mary, oh Mary, oh, won't you fold your hands and pray? Help me save my soul from this sinner's highway. That man, he talked so smoothly that he led her heart astray. She packed and left her family during church that Sunday. She knew she child before the summer was through. Pain and guilt she felt, well, it tore her heart in two. And she prayed, Sister Mary, oh Mary, I got to confess what I've done. I long to feel that sweet forgiveness from the Father and His Son. Sister Mary, oh Mary, won't you fold your hands and pray? Help me save my soul from this sinner's highway. Still so dearly, he knows he gotta stop. Don't quit soon, it won't be long before his liver's shot. But he keeps a little bottle in a second left hand drawer. Thinks his wife ain't looking, well, he drinks a little more. And he prays, Sister Mary, oh Mary, I gotta confess what I done. I long to feel that sweet forgiveness from the Father and His Son. Sister Mary, oh Mary, oh, won't you fold your hands and pray? Help me save my soul from this sinner's highway. Help me save my soul from the sinner's highway.
That's Sinner's Highway, Folk Alley's featured open mic artist for February. You can listen to a whole handful of songs that they've posted on Open Mic. You can find that on the homepage at FolkAlley.com. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast for February 2009.
Let's get back to my interview with Tim O'Brien. He recently stopped by the Folk Alley Studios, and I asked him this. Tim, in 2005, you won a Grammy Award for your album Fiddler's Green. What was that like?
That was fantastic. It's like nothing else in the world. There's some other things you could compare it to, but I wouldn't want to talk about them on a PBS show.
Did you go to the ceremony and everything?
Yeah, I was there. I was there. It's the Folk Award and sort of lesser awards, pop awards, non-pop awards are given out in the afternoon before the broadcast. And it's actually nice because you get more time to hang out with people, and people get more time on stage and stuff than they do during the broadcast. So it's kind of nice, it's like the contemporary folk. I remember I saw Ry Cooter kind of hanging around. I went, wow, cool, Ry Cooter's here. Awesome. And then Del McCurry, we were sitting down by those guys. Those guys won the Grammy for Bluegrass. And then they announced my name. And then they announced John Prine. So all my buddies were winning that year. It was great.
That's pretty good company to be in.
Yeah, it was great.
Were you surprised?
Oh, yeah, I was very surprised. Well, it's a political contest. As much as it is supposed to be about the merit of the music and everything, it's really mostly about who's most famous, and usually. And in the case of this, in that year, the Chieftains had a tribute to Derek Bell, and Derek Bell had just died. And God, the money was on the Chieftains for that year, I'd think, in my category. But somehow I won. So I was really happy about it. And, I just couldn't. I you know how it is when you don't want to let on that you really want one of these things. You go, well, I got nominated. That's great. I won already. And you do. You win that way. And you get to go to the big party if you want to go. You know, the Grammys and all that stuff. But and I'd been there three times before, or two other times. I've been nominated three times. So this time I thought, well, they might call my name, but probably not. And then they called my name and went, wow, this is incredible.
It hasn't always been like this, though, for you. I know that you were signed to a major label in the early 90s, RCA, and they dropped you before they even released anything from you, right?
Maybe that was a good idea for both of us, for both RCA and for me. But, it's just one of those things. You learn a lot of lessons. I wasn't ready for prime time. Maybe I never will be.
Were you hoping, though, for that kind of...
No, I was hoping that I could, gain a foothold like Lyle Lovett did, or John Hartford did when he was on a major years ago. And, from there on, you can sort of keep going. And you get a heightened awareness of your stuff if you're on a major. If there's interest in the record, it can be ignored just as much as an indie can be.
So what was the reasoning?
Well, there was an administration change, and the stuff that was... I was kind of signed in the wake of stuff like Nancy Griffiths and Lyle Lovett being signed out of Nashville. And then people like Garth Brooks... Clint Black was really big right then, and Garth Brooks was coming on. That's what they really wanted to pay attention to, was kind of the Hat Acts, and I wasn't going that way at all. So I was just... the administration changed. My sponsor was gone. My record was just done, and they went... What's this? The new guy goes, let me get back to you. And he never did.
Wow.
So it was fine.
Well, you picked up your guitar. How about another song?
I've got the guitar. I'm going to use the finger picks too. And I'm going to play a tune that's of my own making. This is called Father Forgive Me. It's kind of about me going through life without a clue, without a plan. They say if you want to make God laugh, you make a plan. I make him laugh all the time.
Judas kiss. Jesus needs him, don't you see? In midnight garden of agony, in his midnight garden of agony. He says there's a job I gotta do, and I'm gonna need a little help from you. If I'm gonna free this world from sin, somebody gonna have to turn me in. Somebody gonna have to turn me in. Father, forgive me, I never knew. I never saw that coming, no, I never do. gonna bow my head and gonna say her name. Just a pawn in a bigger game. Just a pawn in a bigger game. I had me friends in a big old band. They were looking for a fiddler to lend his hand. They had all the girls, had the cocaine too. I took out the fiddle, played them all I knew. I took out the fiddle, played them all I knew. I never got that gig, even though I tried. Well, it's just as well, cause I might have died. Things aren't always what they seem. When you walk in a fog and you live in a dream, you walk in a fog and you live in a dream like me. Father, forgive me, I never knew. I never saw that coming, no, I never do. I'm gonna bow my head and gonna say her name. Just a pawn in a bigger game. I'm just a pawn in a bigger game. Buzzing around a flower. She has no idea it's her finest hour. She had no idea about the greater scheme. She's just sucking up nectar for the queen. Sucking up nectar for the queen. And that first time you spoke to me, I never knew how big our love could be. Knew how far love could go, and where it ends we'll never know. Where it ends we'll never know. Father, forgive me, I never knew. I never saw that coming, no, I never do. I'm gonna bow my head and gonna say your name. I'm just a pawn in a bigger game. Just a pawn in a bigger game. I'm just a pawn in a bigger game. Just a pawn in a bigger game.
That's Tim O'Brien performing in the Folk Alley Studios, Father Forgive Me. You can not only listen to Tim O'Brien's exclusive session recording with Folk Alley, but you can watch it too. It's all on the website for you at folkalley.com. Well, earlier in the podcast, I played you a montage of love songs for Valentine's Day. We also have posted a special side stream called All to Love, which tells the other side of the story. Here's a montage of songs from that side stream.
It's been a year since last we met. We may never meet again. I have struggled to forget, but the struggle was in vain. For her voice lives on the breeze, and her spirit comes at will. In the midnight on the seas, her bright smile haunts me still. In the midnight on the seas, her bright smile haunts me still.
I've talked to your mama, talked to your dad. They say they've tried, but it's all in vain. I begged and I pleaded,
leaving got mad.
Now we must face it, you give me a pain.
How can I miss you when you won't go away?
I've seen fire,
I keep telling you day after day.
I've seen rain,
you won't listen.
Two songs at once, please. How can I miss you when you won't go away?
I was walking with your left hand in my back pocket, and I stared at the sky while you kissed me, and you were running away, away.
helping hand to lend. You just want to be on the side that's winning. Well, just because you think you're so pretty, just because you think you're so hot, just because you think you got something that nobody else has got. You make me spend all my money, then you laugh and call me old Santa Claus. Well, I'm telling you, honey, I'm leaving you, because, just because. Well, isn't it strange how it changed everything we did? Did I do all that I could? What day is this besides the day you left me? What day is this?
Songs featured in Folk Alley's Alt Love Side Stream. We've posted the Alt Love Stream and the Love Stream. Both of them are available for you to listen to right now on the homepage at folkalley.com. John Martin was a leading figure of the 1960s London folk scene. Throughout his four-decade career, John proved that you could do more than just one style of music and get away with it. He would sing songs like Spencer the Rover, but next he might turn into Robert Fripp using tape loops and electronic toys. His early years were primarily folk offerings, but he also ventured into jazz, reggae, and even funk. We lost John Martin in January of 2009.
Saturday night gone creeping cold. Saturday night gone laughing and dancing. Sunday music cold.
John Martin was born in 1948 in Surrey as the only son of two light opera singers. John learned to play the guitar at 15 and started his first band a few years later, performing at some of the local folk clubs. John was influenced by many different music genres and soon began to explore music on his guitar. Davy Graham was one of John's first heroes, as was Clive Palmer, who founded the Incredible String Band. Soon, John left for London to make a name for himself in a popular folk scene. John's debut album, London Conversation, was released in October of 1967, an innocent first album of mostly acoustic folk material. That debut won him praise from the music press and launched a career that spanned four decades.
If you want to ride a rainbow, come with me and I will take you to the magic purple sea. Maybe we will find a thousand sugar fish. When you eat them, they will grant your every wish. And if you want your friends to come, then bring them all along. Oh, Sandy Gray, are you going away? Leave me a message before parting. Time has changed you, and the things that pain you are the things you think of as you're starting.
On John's second album, The Tumbler, jazz flute player Harold McNear made an appearance, which gave the record an occasional jazz-like feel. It was a sign of things to come.
Don't go in the flower garden late at night, 'cause something there is killing all the gardeners. Mistletoe and rosemary and garlic bud won't protect you like it did the gardeners. And run to your home, save all your wine. There's a
In 1969, John married Beverly Cutner, a singer from Coventry who was recording at the time with producer Joe Boyd. John was originally hired to be Beverly's backing guitarist, but soon the two were working together, and in the summer of 1969, their first duo album called Stormbringer was released.
The album featured the band's Levon Helm on drums, and the song Would You Believe Me featured the introduction of the Echoplex guitar technique that John pioneered.
It's a long, long way. Such a long, long way. So many times.
John released a second record with his wife called Road to Ruin, but in 1971, Island Records thought John was best on his own. He disagreed, but he played the record company game anyway and released his third solo effort called Bless the Weather. Some of the songs were written in the studio on the day that they were recorded, satisfying John's desire to be spontaneous. Danny Thompson provided bass accompaniment, and Richard Thompson played guitar.
Time after time. Just to watch it die. Line after line I loved it. Just to watch it cry. Bless the weather that brought you to me. Bless the storm that takes you away. Bless the weather that brought you to me. Bless the storm.
John's next effort, Solid Air, has gone on to be the John Martin album for many people. The record demonstrated John's slurred vocal style and became its own improvisational instrument. The title track was written for friend and peer Nick Drake. It concerned Drake's mental strife at the time and has now gone on to be a classic. John toured extensively to promote his 1975 album, Sunday's Child, and was joined by Danny Thompson on bass and John Stevens on drums. The gig at Leeds University on February 13, 1975, was recorded as a live album, but Island Records weren't so keen on putting it out, so John produced, designed, and marketed his own album called Live at Leeds. John sold the limited edition of 10,000 copies by mail order and from his own front door in Hastings. It's now a collector's item. Even John himself never had a copy of the original album.
Never given me a happy man. I won't be no one at all. If I can be just a who I am, I won't let you come to call. Was I all right before you opened up my
John Martin continued recording during the 1980s, utilizing synthesizers and more modern approaches. Some might call it even pop music at times, teaming up with Eric Clapton, Robert Palmer, and Phil Collins produced one of his records.
Good night.
While many people may know John best for his 1970s material, his prolific nature ventured into the 90s as well, releasing a cover record of blues classics in 1998. Glass Cow Walker was released in 2000 and featured John's first album of new material in 4 years.
Well, it gets so strange when standing head to head. It gets so sweet side by side.
In the 2000s, John released a handful of live records, along with yet another new studio recording in 2004 called On the Cobbles. Sadly, it would be his last.
What you think you're looking at? What you think that you can do? I got better things in my life than to talk to the lives of you. Out on the cobble, 16 would say.
We lost one of the greats in January of 2009. John Martin will be missed and remembered for venturing outside of the genre that made him famous. A true artist is one that pushes him or herself into new areas and ideas. John Martin was certainly that kind of artist.
This tune was composed by Spencer Rowell. As valiant a man as ever left home. And he had been much reduced, which caused great confusion. That was the reason he started to roam.
This has been the Alley Cast for February 2009 from Folk Alley. Don't forget to listen to our special side streams this month, the Love and Alt-Love streams for Valentine's Day, along with our in-studio session with Tim O'Brien, our Nancy Griffith concert recording, and the open mic sounds of Sinner's Highway. I'm Chris Boros. Thanks for listening.
Has ever left home. He had been much reduced and caused great confusion. That was the reason he started to roam.